O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 10. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Because of Christ by Andrew Holt, Chris Clayton, and Mitch Wong. Images of the crucifixion, the hill in Israel, Golgotha's tree, serve as an opening reminder of Christ's sacrifice. The textual references become ever more hopeful and majestic as the song continues. Christ's death leads to resurrection, which provides us with a surpassing love and victory over the cross that we can praise for the rest of our days.
On a hill in Israel, mercy spoke for me, mercy spoke for me, mercy spoke for me. It was on Golgotha's tree, his death brought liberty, his death brought liberty, his death brought liberty.
Me clean. What a blessed meal. in anything except the cross of Jesus Christ. And may I not forget the blood he shed. It is by his death I am alive. Because of Christ I am alive. Because of Christ I am alive. Because of Christ I am alive.
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you previously walked according to the ways of this world, according to the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit now working in the disobedient. We too all previously lived among them in our fleshly desires, carrying out the inclinations of our flesh and thoughts. And we were by nature children under wrath, as the others were also. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love that he had for us, made us alive with Christ, even though we were dead in trespasses. You were saved by grace. He also raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might display the immeasurable riches of his grace through his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For you are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is God's gift, not from works, so that no one can boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared ahead of time for us to do. Our culture loves transformation stories. Television lineups showcase what feels like a never-ending stream of shows about transformations of various kinds. There are shows about weight loss, addicts trying to get clean, poor dressers trying to improve their wardrobes, homeowners renovating their properties. Even Instagram feeds are littered with before and after pictures. I think we're drawn to transformation stories because they help us appreciate current circumstances more fully. We enjoy present realities with greater satisfaction when we understand the past. Well, this passage presents us with the ultimate transformation story. In these verses, we learn of our former desperate condition apart from Christ. Before we placed our faith in him, we were, according to our text, dead in trespasses and sins, enslaved to our passions, and children of wrath by nature. But because of his great mercy, we have been transformed. After describing our miserable estate apart from Christ, Paul presents us with our current position in Christ. In him, we are made alive, raised up, and seated with Christ in the heavenly places. We deserved condemnation, but God lavished his love and grace on us, and he saved us. Recognizing our past enables us to celebrate our present. As John Calvin wrote, we never become dully sensible of our obligations to Christ, nor estimate aright his kindness towards us, till we have been led to view on the other side the unhappy condition in which we formerly were without Christ. So today, take some time to remember who you were apart from Christ. Reflect on, in the words of the Heidelberg Catechism, how great your sin and misery are, so that you can lean deeper into your only comfort in life and death, that you are not your own, but belong body and soul, in life and in death, to your faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you. Let's close now with this prayer from the Liturgy of St. Mark. We give you thanks, yes, more than thanks, O Lord our God, for all your goodness at all times and in all places, because you have shielded, rescued, helped, and led us all the days of our life, and brought us unto this hour. Amen.